Welcome back to Bitches and Witches podcast. Today I have Emmy, aka Leomi, here with me. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're going to talk all about music and how it is to make music in English as a Finnish person in the Finnish market. Yeah. Easy, hard, what's the mentality with it, and overall about courage and confidence on making music and publishing your own things. Mm-hmm. And my number one question for you is, do you identify more as a bitch or as a witch in this current moment? Since the name of the podcast is Bitches and Witches, so I want to know where you land right now.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for this.
I know.
Okay, well, this is a hard one. Maybe I am a witch. Because that kind of sounds like creative.
Yes, you are like a creative musical witch.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's
yeah.
better, like, at the moment, than witch for me.
Okay. Creative witch. Yes. I love that. Okay, so do you want to share a little bit more about who you are and what do you do?
Yeah, sure. Well, I consider myself as a singer-songwriter and an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done music for other people also, so that's why I'm also a songwriter and I also write my own songs.
Mm-hmm.
But then... yeah, I'm releasing music on my own, so I'm an independent artist as well.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of music?
It's pop and R&B type of thing.
Mm-hmm. In English?
Yes.
Mainly. Only in English right now, or...?
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, I've done music in Finnish at some point, but it wasn't my thing. It felt like... I didn't get the kicks from it.
Yeah, I fully understand what you mean, because
yeah.
I don't get the kicks from speaking in Finnish about the things that I yeah. speak about, so it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it is, and it has a lot to do with all kind of melodies and pronunciation and everything. It's different in Finnish language and English.
True.
Yeah.
So what inspired you initially to start making music?
Oh, that's a hard question, because there has been a lot of things that have been, like, I have been inspired by. But I've been singing since I was a child, and I got a lot of support from my parents and my classmates, and they were always like, "Oh, you have a great voice, like, you should take part in some singing competitions." And then I was like, oh, like, am I? Like, I never really thought of that. So then I took part of singing competitions and it went quite well. So I started to believe in myself. And that's how it started, I guess. But it has been like a lot of people have supported me. And I think I wouldn't be here doing this now without them. So I think that's a big inspiration for me.
Yeah.
And maybe also when I got older, I learned to express my feelings through music. So yeah,
kind of like a therapeutic tool as well.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think like I actually wasn't I didn't cry almost at all before I turned 14. And then something happened. Something like switch turned on. And then nowadays I'm a crybaby. But then I wasn't. And I feel like I started to make music and express my feelings through it. And that helped me to also cry and feel emotions more loudly.
That's so interesting. Like, you were able to access something within yourself.
Yeah, I feel like that has happened. Yeah, it started when I was playing my guitar which I won from one singing competition. So that's how I started making my own songs also.
So which competitions have you been part of?
Well, the first ones were like when I was something like 7 years old.
Oh, okay.
And it was just our school's own singing competition. And when I turned 9, I guess,
okay,
then I signed myself for this show called Starauke. Do you know
it? My god, yes!
Such a long time ago. But yeah, so I did the, what is it called? Participation.
Like audition?
Yeah, audition or...
Okay. Oh, like application?
Yeah, application by myself. And I actually got through. And then I was like telling my mom, can you take me to Helsinki? Because there's this thing. And my mom was like, what? What have you done? But she was very supportive also. And they took me there. And
how old were you?
I think I was like... Actually, I'm not sure anymore. It has been a long time. But I would say 9 or 10.
Like still in elementary school, basically.
Yes,
definitely. Damn. I love that.
But I got into 3rd place.
Wow.
So that's why I won the guitar. And that's how it started also.
Okay. Oh my god, that is such a nostalgic show. I had completely forgotten about it, but I remember watching it as a child and being like, oh, those are the cool people. Like, so I probably saw you there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's crazy to think nowadays, but I think that was a big part of the process.
That's so cool. So what would you say right now is the like impact and the message that you want to share with your music?
I've thought about this a lot because I feel like I'm making music for me, myself. But then I also started to think that I'm always like telling my friends also just to live their life. And enjoy it. And then I started to think more about the themes that are in my songs. And I feel like the main thing is don't let anyone treat you badly. Like you deserve more. And I feel like a lot of people somehow don't think they deserve what they do deserve.
So like self-worth.
Yes.
Self-love.
Exactly. And yeah, don't settle for less. Yeah, that's like in my debut single also. Wait, Stinky But Sweet was my debut single. No, my second single, Better Without You, is about that. Yeah. And also Black Heart, maybe. But that's the main theme.
Yeah, I can see that there's like love is kind of connected to all of them and like definitely self-worth and how to deal.
Kind of relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also in the future, maybe the things like we are not here, like we are not living here to work. We are working so we can live here. That will be also the future themes in my songs.
And it's like R&B, pop, like that's the style that you want to express yourself through.
First ones were more like bedroom pop, I would say, more intimate. But yeah, we'll see what's coming.
Okay, then I want to talk about being a Finn, living in Finland, and then making music in English. How is that?
Hard.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, it's difficult to explain like shortly, but I feel like Finnish people mainly listen to Finnish music. Like statistically,
mm-hmm.
they are listening much more Finnish music than they do.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. And it's different in other countries.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think that's why. And also the media won't talk about the people who are successful elsewhere.
Yeah, that I've noticed, definitely.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
Like, I'm always surprised when I somehow find out that if there's a Finnish person succeeding somewhere else and I've never heard about it. I'm like, why is no one talking about this?
Right?
Weird.
I know, and that's why I didn't have role models.
Yeah.
But then Alma came,
so
she has been a big role model for me. Because before her, there was none.
Yeah.
So that's also a big part why it has been hard to make music here. Because you have to figure out everything on your own, by yourself.
Yeah.
But also the biggest challenges are firstly to get your music heard. But of course, TikTok has helped a lot.
Yeah.
But the main thing is that you need to have Spotify playlisting if you want to get your music heard.
Okay.
And there's only one person in Finland who is organizing all the
playlists.
Yes.
What? Okay.
He's deciding what goes to what playlists.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm speaking about the editorial playlists. Of course, there is like playlists that people have been made by themselves.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The editorial playlists. So there's only one man who's doing that. And I think that he doesn't like R&B.
Oh, no.
No, but our latest single, Why Did You Change? Was added to New Music Friday, which is editorial playlist. So that was
That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
but
good.
Yeah. It is hard.
What's the mentality difference? I know that you were in Sweden last year.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What did you notice? Like how people view these things?
It's all about the attitude, I guess, because in Finland, people are, the music industry people are straight away, even without hearing the song, they can say just like, yeah, you're not gonna make it. If you're doing it in English, you're not gonna make it. So they are not supporting anyone who is doing music in English. That doesn't make any sense, because we won't ever be able to succeed in the international business if the attitude is that.
Yeah.
So in Sweden, I actually have a fun story, because there was this one independent artist who is Swedish, and we were talking about this subject. And she told me that it's funny that people in Finland are like, oh, are you doing music in English? Like, why? That's the main question. And then in Sweden, they are asking like, oh, you're doing music only in Swedish. Why? It's like completely opposite way around.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's, I don't know, it's frustrating. But also, I feel that it's going to change in the next maybe 5 or 10 years. Because we are having, at the moment, big names almost going through to the international markets.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to change, but we have a lot to learn from the Swedes.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, I feel like that mentality is also in like other areas, because Finland is not internationally like successful in many things.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the same mentality of like, oh, we're not able to take over the world, with whatever it is that we do.
Yeah, I feel like it's the I'm not good enough attitude.
And being humble.
Yes, Exactly. What I was saying earlier, like we are worth it and we should aim high also.
Yeah.
The Swedes are somehow more positive and more brave when it comes to achieving your dreams.
Yeah.
They are straight to like, okay, I'm going to go to LA and do music. And in Finland it's like, oh, I wish I could go to LA. Like, you can! It's weird how that, I don't know, our minds work differently.
Yeah, I think people think very small.
Yeah.
And don't really see possibilities and opportunities. Instead, they're focused on like why this could not work and why it's going to be hard. And I think I saw like a video or something you said somewhere, I feel like, or maybe I'm imagining.
Yeah, okay.
But about this, that, you know, if someone says about making music in English, for example, that it's hard, that like, then like, so what? Why does that stop people?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's hard, should I just move to Finnish language in my music? Or what is the point? Yeah, it's true. A lot of people have said that. And, I don't know. We have a lot to learn from the Swedes, I feel like.
Yeah.
Also, the collaborations are a thing that a lot of people in Finland are making music on their own or not sharing the information because the industry is quite small. But in Sweden, I feel like they are all benefiting the fact that they are sharing information and doing music together.
Okay, so we want to keep things to ourselves and be like, I'm not going to tell anyone else about this thing that I know. And weird.
Yeah, if we had more education on songwriting and music stuff, maybe it would be easier also to share the information. And
How is it then, like, overall to, like, how does it feel to share your music and to, like, share your experiences? Because I think that there's some, you know, in your songwriting, you share personal stories and experiences, and like, how does it feel to share that part of yourself with the world, and what has the process been for you to maybe overcome any fears that come up?
I feel like I was afraid with my first debut single in English, especially when people have been like, oh, why are you doing music in English? So then I felt like I had a lot to show.
To prove
them wrong, basically. But also because I just love singing and I feel like I'm good at it, so that helped me. But the first single is always the hardest one.
Yeah.
But then it gets easier, and also I want people to relate in my songs. And I feel like they do, at least what I've got feedback on. So that also helps me to go move forward and do more songs. And yeah, I feel like I'm an open person. So it has never been a problem to me to share my stories. And they are not all about my stories. They could be stories from my inner circle or so it has been easy for me, but also depends on the song.
For sure. How about, like, because I know it's not an easy process, like, it's not enough that you just write a song, make it, and then you release it, and then that's it, and then you're a successful singer and performer and all that. Like, how have you been able to stay consistent, like, keep going? Maybe things don't always work out the way that you wish immediately, and, like, patience. I know for a lot of people, whether they're dream to be a performer or have a business or whatever, like patience is a big struggle.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that?
Patience is also the key, I feel like. I'm not a patient person, actually. So it has been hard, but I've been setting little goals for myself, like get a first gig or get a first playlisting or radio play or something. And every time when I tick one box, it helps me to move to the next one. And I also have a lot of goals that I want to achieve. So I think that has been a big thing. But also because I just love making music, so it's never a question that I wouldn't do it. It's a different thing if I'm releasing it, because that takes a lot of time and patience, exactly. And yeah, you need to plan a lot when you're an independent artist, and you have to be a producer and at the same time a media girly and, and then like your own what is it called, booking agency and everything. So there's a lot of planning.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but also the thing that is motivating is that I'm getting this excitement every time when I'm releasing music. Like, I want people to also hear my music, even though I would do it for myself. But then still, like, I don't know, there's something that gets me so excited every time when I'm releasing music. And I love to hear what people think about it, and do they relate to it, and yeah.
Yeah, and music is such a beautiful thing. Like, it can create beautiful moments for people. It can be very healing for people.
Yes.
Like, you have so much power, in a sense,
yeah,
with the songs that you make. Like, you can change someone's day or life with the songs that you write. So,
yeah,
it's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's true. And it would be lovely always to hear stories from people if they have been listening to my song somewhere, or if they had an emotion through it, or yeah, that's the thing, I guess.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So what kind of dreams do you have for your career in music?
Oh, I have a lot of dreams.
I love it.
I don't know, from where should I even start? Well, first of all, I would want to get my music heard, of course. Like, that people would know the songs that I'm singing and maybe sing with them. And I would love to tour around Europe, make music with different people from different countries. Also learn about their culture at the same time, because I can combine things when I'm making music also, so
yeah.
And I love to travel, so it would be so fun to combine those things. And I also want to get a million streams. It would be so cool.
Of course.
And like, definitely, like, if I could do it independently, that would be great. There would be no one telling me what to do, or where to go, or what next. It would be amazing. And just to prove that it's possible, and yeah, not caring about the "why are you making music in English" attitude.
Yeah.
I
think you can be a really powerful example for a lot of people. You know, to go against that of what people say in the industry, like, you shouldn't do that and it's not smart or whatever, like, showing the example. So I think,
yeah, maybe that's also one dream, to be a role model that I never had for other people.
I mean, you have like power to like completely shift the industry in Finland if you want to, you know. It's a simple little task, like, Why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Someone has to do it.
I will try. But I'm glad that we are having all the time more people and young people coming to the industry and not caring about those people who are saying that sentence.
Yeah.
So I feel that it's gonna change soon.
Yeah.
Somebody said that these young people that are coming to the music industry haven't seen that part when Finnish people were making music in English, but they didn't succeed. So they haven't seen that, so they don't know that it's possible, so that's why they are trying. Which can be true, but I feel that a lot of people want to try because there's nothing basically you can't do. It's just how much you are like willingly put effort to the thing.
Yeah.
I say this like it depends on how much you are willing to put effort in the thing you are doing.
Yeah. What would be your advice for someone who wants to put themselves out there, whether it's musically or just go after their dreams? Like, what would you say to them?
That it's not going to happen fast. You need to be patient. Exactly what we were talking about earlier. And networking is very big deal in this industry. And just putting yourself maybe out of your comfort zone if you're not a social person. Because you definitely need to be a good person to succeed somehow. This is a like person business, if you could say so.
Yeah.
It's not enough if you are a good singer or you want to make music. You need to be people's person. So you can get the contacts and continue doing music with other people, and there's a lot, but it's possible, and there's a lot of things we didn't have like 10 years ago that are now helping independent artists also.
Yeah.
Spotify for Artists and TikTok and YouTube videos, tutorials. So yeah, educate yourself so it's much more easier.
Yeah.
And ask for help. That's maybe also a big thing. Don't do it all by yourself.
I think that's another thing in Finland where people feel like they need to be very independent.
Yeah.
Which can lead to, first of all, people getting stuck because they don't have all the answers and they're too afraid, or whatever, their ego cannot handle the fact that they need to ask for help.
Yeah.
And then they don't also collaborate, then they don't network, connect to other people, and then you're just kind of stuck. So I think like being open to connect to other people and get help from other people is very important.
And if there is something that interests you, like, just do it and take the leap of faith if you have the opportunity.
Yeah.
That's gonna take you a long way. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, is there anything else that comes to your mind that you want to share about your journey, of something, like a message you want to leave people with if they have dreams similar to yours, or just want to, you know, maybe do something different, maybe do something that most people haven't done?
Well, specifically to the people who are making music, I would say that a lot of people have the the mindset that I love music and I love all the genres. But you need to have one specific genre or your own style, what to do. And if it's hard to find, just try everything. And then the pieces are starting to click. You will know what you like more and what is your own genre. So that I would say to those guys. And then Yeah, maybe the fact that just don't settle. Just do it. If you want, you can.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest message I can say, even though it's a cliche, but...
But it's true.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, so where can people find you and your music and follow your journey?
Well, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok by leomi.music and on Spotify under the name Leomi. I have now 4 singles and a few collaborations and more music coming this year.
Yay! Exciting!
Yes!
Amazing. Okay, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your thoughts and your wisdom.
Thank you. Super nice to chat.